This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Goosebumps. I bring goosebumps to you tonight. Hello and welcome to Life Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta, and on a very positive note today, I say, take chances, live life, grow wise. And I like that title. So tonight's episode is A Woman's Pleasures, Mentally, Emotionally, and Physically. I'm almost whispering. I don't know why. Anyway, that really says it all. And, of course, it will have different meaning to each woman, to each one of us. Exactly what we will find out from four lovely Life Talk contributors tonight. I have Norma Giannotasio here in the studio, owner of Vision Salon in Milford, Connecticut. Good evening, Norma.
Good evening, Marietta. Thank you for having me.
Da 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 da.
Boom boom
boom boom
boom boom.
I have Marianne Gardner. She is a clinical counselor. Good evening, Marianne. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you and Norma doing?
Good.
Hi.
Step a little closer to the microphone. Come on.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
I heard that racy music you were playing.
We're going to play that throughout. I love
it. You could stand on top of the table when we're done, Marianne.
Very nice. Very nice. And, of course, our good friend Bridget Flynn. She's the owner of Intuitive Interiors. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, yes. And, of course, myself, Marietta Kammerer. I'm a life and business coach, went off air, and we want to thank the Healing Mind magazine for their continued support. Read about the healingmindmagazine.com. I have some more announcements. Do you want to help me, ladies,
sure,
so we can
sure.
get started?
Sure, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Ma!
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Please subscribe to the healingmindmagazine.com. It's an informational source for Life Talk Radio and a life learning classroom. Like and follow us on Facebook, Life Talk with Marietta, Instagram, Life Talk Marietta, and the HealingMindMagazine.com.
That was easy, Norma.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Too easy for me.
I would love to tell everybody about a betterviewcleaning.com service.
Oh, hello,
yes.
Paul.
Hello, Paul. They do residential and commercial cleaning. They'll do your windows. They do power washing. They clean your chandeliers nice and sparkly. They'll clean your gutters. But if your mind is in the gutter,
they
wing
from the chandelier after they clean it. I
got to make a call to Paul. That's
whoa,
a good one.
Let's ask Paul that.
Like they've been in business for 25 years, so maybe
I bet he
do
does
it.
Let you swing.
Yeah, Paul Masella, he's an owner and a friend of ours and is highly recommended. So contact Paul for any of your cleaning needs and ask questions. The number is 203-284-8836, abetterviewcleaning.com.
Thank you, Bridget. And, of course, I have one. Bridget Flynn, owner of Intuitive Interiors, turns homes into havens, and I say heavens. And it is fascinating to see the impact of environment and its energy on people. Please learn more about Bridget Flynn's unique qualifications and philosophy and contact her for a consultation by going to BridgetFlynn.com. That is BridgetFlynn.com.
Thank you.
Do we have anything else?
Yes, I do. The HealingMindMagazine.com is proud to present Lakeside Nutrition, a smoothie and energy bar, 477 Main Street, Monroe, Connecticut. By going to the HealingMindMagazine.com, you can click on to the Lakeside logo and download the menu. Incredible tasting smoothies, teas, and coffees that will blow you away. Download the menu, vegan smoothies, thehealingmindmagazine.com. Click on Lakeside Nutrition logo and download. The first five people contacting Marietta will get their shakes on Marietta.
That's right. And it doesn't have to be here on air, but if you choose to download the magazine, the menu, and you call us here, 333-9422. That's okay. We'll take the call. But you can contact me tomorrow or this coming week. So the first five people, the shakes are on me. And you know, the shakes are anywhere between $10 and $15. So it's like a healthy Starbucks. They're incredible.
Mm.
Melissa is the owner. She went to school with Joey. Your son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
She's also a nurse, so they're really, you know, all about
nutrition. Yummy.
Sounds yummy. It's incredible.
Do we have any sexy
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
looking
menu?
At them right
Bridget?
Here. There's one called The Panthers.
Mm.
It's green tea, pomegranate, and rainbow candy.
Wow.
I don't know what rainbow candy is, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And then The Mermaid's Tail has also caught my attention.
That sounds like me, The
yes.
Mermaid's Tail.
Green tea and a tropical lemonade with a beauty booster as well.
Love
well,
it.
If you want it, you got to call us
Love
here
it.
Because the first five people, they're going to get shakes are on me. But you got to call 333-9422 or contact me tomorrow. It's your choice, you know. And I have one more and then we can get started with our show. Did you know that intuition is our superpower and it's quickly becoming the new normal? Everyone has it, but not everyone listens to it or even believes that they have it. So Bridget Flynn created a program that helps us declutter our connection to our intuition, learn how it's how it communicates with us, and learn how to trust it. So Bridget Flynn has 20 plus years of experience as a clairvoyant reader and the messages she receives from spirit. To book a consultation with Bridget, call 203-644-6834. I'll repeat the number, 203-644-6834. And I highly recommend her. She's a great friend of ours, and she's on our show twice a month with her own segment, 5 minutes with Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll get to hear from her during the program. So I'm all set.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're all set. We can start, Mr. Engineer.
It's a beep beating inside my chains. Until I get to love and I won't get no rest.
To Life Talk with Marietta. You tuned in to Life Talk with Marietta tonight, and it's about a woman's pleasures, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And we have three very, very interesting women who like to give their point of views and their experience. Because just think, for men, we have pills now on the market for the technical and mechanical performance. Now also think, what pills do women have to stimulate libido and relax us at the same time to be able to reach the level so we can tune into our feelings, our sensuality, our fantasies? And this is where a lot of people have problems. Young, you know, older, in between, whatever. It's a problem. So who wants to go first? And by the way, we have Marion Gardner on the telephone with us tonight. She's a clinical therapist.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Jump in anytime, Marion.
Anytime. I know Norma always likes to have the first word.
All right, Norma.
Okay, you want to let me go. Okay, I do. I deal with women every day in the salon, so I know things about women that maybe their husbands don't even know. You know, there's an old story about hairdressers and bartenders. We know all the secrets. Mm. And we really do know the secrets, and it's sadly enough, we'll hear things that they probably should share with a therapist or at least their husbands. Through life, women's bodies change, and unfortunately, many women get to the menopausal state in their life, and they think that their sexuality is over. And that's so not true. It really is not. It's unfortunate that they think so because their bodies are changing, the chemistry, their hormones are changing. But in reality, sexuality is in your brain. It's not in your vagina. Mm-hmm. It's not in your breasts. It's in your brain. So if your brain wants to be sexy and your brain thinks you're sexy, you will be sexy. And if you're having trouble in any areas with aging or menopause, there's doctors out there that help you with dryness, that help you with hormonal imbalances, and they bring you to a place where you should be able to feel good about yourself. And it's not only just how you look,
right.
It's how you're thinking about
right.
yourself.
And I really like to bring in, it's not just for aging women, it's also for all women, whether they're in business, they're breadwinners, they're the sole providers, women who had children. Have children, women who experience sickness, mm-hmm. women that have had cancers, yep. Their body changed, and so we're really inviting all women tonight to listen to us. Norma mm-hmm. just happened to start with the aging, so we'll stick with the aging for a minute.
I think only because it's a big part of what women worry about when they're young. There's so much going on about menopause and how awful it is. It's not so awful. It shouldn't be that awful. It's a change in our bodies that it's for a reason. We're supposed to enjoy our sexuality during menopause or after menopause. We don't have to worry about getting pregnant anymore. We can enjoy sex, and we should be able to enjoy sex. And unfortunately, there's a mystique out there that it's everything bad is going to happen to you with menopause. And I just wish that people would realize that that's not the case, unfortunately.
Marion, what do you think about that?
Well, I love what she said. You put it so well, Norma. Excellent job of stating that. It really starts in your mind, and it's really about how you think within yourself, and pretty is as pretty does, and, you can be beautiful on the outside, but the inside is what's really has to be beautiful as well. And when you feel beautiful on the inside, that's when you're going to look your best and be your best on the outside and get an inner confidence. And it starts really from deep within, and it just enjoying your sexuality as a beautiful thing and not something that you have to worry about, be concerned about. When you have the right partner in your life, it's an intimacy that no one else can share or fulfill, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. And I think that this is my opinion, again, of course, Marianne, but I find that when a man really is into you, let's put the fact of love aside, but is mm-hmm. really into you sexually, you don't have to have the perfect body. You don't have to have the perfect skin. You don't have to weigh the perfect weight. When he is really into you, he is into you. There's nothing that's going to stop him from his desire for you. And
that's
if women
true.
Could only realize that, because we put so much emphasis on our outside appearance and we don't work on ourselves mm-hmm. of being sweet, being kind, being good company, being smart, taking care of yourself. Men admire all that in women. They don't look down on us because we can take care of ourselves. They actually like it.
That's
it's a turn on, I think, to a man to be mm-hmm. with a woman that can take care of herself.
Till you're in a relationship and then they work against you.
No, not if you got the right man. Not if you got the right man.
Well, I tell you.
You tell her, Marianne. Go ahead, tell her.
I know I've got the right one for 39 years, so I have to say I'm
well, Marianne is married, has been married for 38 years. Well, you're the exception. So,
And, I didn't always look this way when I met my husband.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
About 103 pounds.
None of us did. Exactly, right.
But that's
later, everything started to change.
Right.
But you know what? It is. It's just like what you said, Norma. It's really about the person is really into you. They see past all that because they're just really in tune. Even it's important emotionally to be interconnected.
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, to even find that person that is so into you, Norma, you had to live your life, how many decades? 3-4 decades? You had to bring up your own children. You're a business woman.
You have to like yourself before somebody else can love you.
Here's the thing. We need to know ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Yeah.
That takes a stretch of time. I couldn't just say, oh, well, you need to know about this, this, this. No, this is life experience. You have to go the journey, step at a time. You meet, you're in different partnerships. With each partnership, you learn something. You chip away a little bit. Maybe you lose some of the inhibition. Many, many young people are very inhibited. About their body, and they look gorgeous.
I think our little Bridget is, though, over here. She doesn't seem inhibited at all. Quite a hottie,
actually. But a lot of even the thin, you know, the gorgeous-looking people, they have hang-ups.
That doesn't mean anything. You know, the most gorgeous women, sometimes you could just freeze an ice cube on their rear end. That doesn't, I hate to say the other word, but it's true. I mean, outward looks never impressed me. And even with men, I don't think that has to do with a man either. I don't think his outward looks are everything.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know what, Mary? Just when she said that, it reminded me of something my daughter was just telling me.
That's
about,
okay.
How society puts all these pressures on women. And you look at magazines, you look at the ads, everything is about using your sexuality to get a man what you want. But it really isn't. It's like what Norma said. It's the beauty inside you that's attractive. Because you could be beautiful looking on the outside, but if you're ugly with your personality, that's not a turn on. That's a turn off.
Yes. It doesn't matter what you look like. You're right.
It doesn't matter. Yep. And society puts all these pressures on women. You have to be size 2. You have to look a certain way, certain height. You know, no one's going to be attracted to you if you're overweight.
Or how about the plastic surgery that women are doing, the breast enhancements, facial plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. All this is to get a guy. You know what? If I have to do all that to get a man, it's the wrong man.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's looking at me as a little prop or a trophy girl.
You know,
I don't want to be somebody's trophy
girl. I saw an article the other day in Glamour magazine, and they were talking about why good sex matters. And the author said, and I quote, "I can't tell you how many women I've seen over the years, brilliant women, successful women, women who have achieved anything and everything, who are bankrupt in their relationship to themselves and their bodies." End of quote. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another one where the person said that we are being portrayed, what you're saying, Marion, unrealistic portrayals of women on screen who often orgasm seductively after 5 seconds of penetration. No, it's true.
I know.
No, it's so true. What the heck is this garbage?
Biologically,
it's a fake orgasm.
It takes 20 minutes biologically to warm up to you to receive.
There goes the crockpot theory.
Yeah.
We take a while.
It takes 20 minutes on average. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So I really think when we were younger, let's say under 30, how would we would be attractive physically to that person? My generation, I'm talking about the baby boomer. So
Bridget's
zeroed
in younger categories
on mental, how smart they are. You just kind of knew they were smart or whatever. But you were really you went by the physical attraction. So, and
in the beginning you do.
Yes.
But that can not last.
But we also know that people are inhibited expressing what they feel, what they like, what they don't like, even the younger people in their family life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're very verklempt.
Just verklempt.
She says constipated all the time.
Constipated, I say.
Yeah.
With what, you know, they're so intimate. You know, they share everything. They have children. They share thoughts together. But they don't go to the point where they share what they really like about the feelings, how to be touched, how this, that, and the other.
Bridget's a lot younger than we are.
Bridget,
so,
you can say something.
Yeah. What is your opinion? Because you're in a totally different, you know, you're where we were years ago, but we're a different generation. So we were brought up to not have sex before marriage and all that.
I was raised Catholic, so that's
still
all
applies. That stuff, you know.
There's, well, definitely because of the birth of the internet and social media and text messaging, there is a lot of women in general are more open in sharing our sexuality, but it's become more of a thing, less about pleasure as it is about mirroring what men do. So men will like snap pictures. Because they're very visual. Men will snap pictures and send them to you. And they'll ask you for pictures as well. And so many women feel, or many girls or young women feel the pressure to send pictures even though they don't want to. And that puts you out of alignment with who you are and what you really want. So you're conditioned into believing this is what a man wants. This is sexy. As opposed to taking your own pleasure. And so it still holds that, like, it's about the man's pleasure, not about the woman's pleasure. And I know this conversation that we're having tonight is really about what is a woman's pleasure, because it's about sharing what turns us on, what makes us feel safe and comfortable and want to give, because we need to women need to receive in order to give, in order to create anything. You know, instead of like giving someone your orgasm, you receive pleasure to create an orgasm. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, and it's in the mindset, cultivating that mindset of sexiness, of beauty, this of
letting
sexuality.
Go.
And sensuality of surrender.
Yeah, yes. Surrendering yourself to somebody completely.
Yeah. And we can only do that when we feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to feel emotionally safe, physically safe, mentally safe, be rested.
I agree.
You know, all those
100%
things.
100%.
So that you can, like, you can get into that mood and be the crock pot. You are always a crock pot. And a good man will know how his woman is a crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you take all the nightclubs. The kids, the kids go out for one night and they end up... in the parking lot, they end up where
they hook up.
You know,
it's called hooking up.
Thank you, thank you. I'm a little behind times.
It's
to
so
my
unemotional.
Audience. I apologize.
It's so unemotional.
Life Talk with
though.
Marietta is a little behind times, but I'm catching up tonight.
Yeah, just ask Norma. She knows.
Norma knows.
I know. Norma.
I'm not
Norma
too far away with the hookup culture. That hookup culture.
So hookup
so
culture.
So it's also that this hookup culture, you call it.
Yeah.
It's like
not good.
Like you take a pee break. Like you go to the toilet and then you leave.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I look at it.
That's true. Meet your Tinder date in the bathroom.
They think nothing of it.
You know, I think it's a conditioning. I think it's a mass. It's a conditioning. I think women we have to feel first, and then we want to have sex. We need to connect emotionally, and then we're ready for a sensual encounter. Like, if you're at a bar and you see a guy, he's cute, you want him to like you. You want him to approach you, and you want him to hit on you to validate your desirability, your sexiness, your attractiveness. Mm-hmm. And you think that if you go and have sex with him, this is most of this is subconscious, that if you go and have sex with him somewhere, you hook up with him. Hooking up doesn't necessarily mean having sex, but if you go and partake in sexual acts, then maybe he'll like you in some way.
And that's where the mass mind comes on from internet and the porno films and everything. Mm-hmm. A woman has to go through all the various steps, what men would want us to do. That's what it's in there, because they have no experience, you know, the women, if you will, except what the mass mind tells
conditions them
exactly,
to think.
Exactly.
Conditions them to think. And in reality, it's not the right thing at all. It's actually sabotaging yourself.
Yep.
Because the right
women
man...
Women are more relational, right? Don't you believe that?
Yeah. Yes.
We're more relational.
Yes.
And
we're more emotional, so we want
emotional.
Definitely.
We want that. That's like, once you make that deep connection emotionally, then the rest just flows really natural.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make that connection, it would be very hard to respond sexually, I think.
Yeah, so do I. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
One of the things we try to teach our women is the difference between love and lust.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to know.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
I always tell the women, you know, what's more important? Do you want a man to lust after you or love you? If they lust after you, that's going to be very short-lived and very superficial. But if they have a deep love for you, that love is going to sustain all through those body changes that we talked about.
All through the years, all the sicknesses, all the changes. Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with a woman feeling lust. And exactly what that is all about, we're going to go for a quick break. Don't touch that dial, because that's important too, that a woman lives her lust.
It's so, a boom, boom,
Mr.
Boom.
Engineer, that's right.
It's a boom, boom, boom.
So please stay tuned. We're going to go for a quick break. And after the break, we're going to come back with lust.
Lots of lust.
We'll be right back.
Whether you need help setting up your new home, are recently divorced, moving in with your partner, desire a few rooms, or the whole home overhaul, Bridget Flynn, the intuitive organizer, will create a clutter-free, organized, and stylish sanctuary. Let's bring in the good vibes. Bring in BridgetFlynn.com. Let's do this.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com.
How to trust your intuition, know when to act on it, and begin living by its guidance in your business and personal life. Bridget Flynn private coaching programs help you to release your anxiety around understanding your intuition. Visit BridgetFlynn.com for more information and consultation. BridgetFlynn.com, the intuitive coach. Parents can help their children become more empowered individuals by nurturing desirable character traits such as resilience, perseverance, self-reliance, independence, and social competence. Sign up now for personalized student programs to give your child the proper life tool and character traits. Please call Marietta for consultation, 203-505-3660. Brought to you by KMAREducation.org, TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Learning from others, how they reached success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution finding. Go to TheHealingMindMagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text ENERGY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ENERGY to 321-321. That's ENERGY to 321-321.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Happening across the nation right now. ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Life Talk with Marietta continues on WICC 600.
Hello, everyone. We are back at Life Talk with Marietta. This is Bridget speaking, and I want to talk about building a sexy master bedroom. I have a particular...
For the lust, for where the we lust. Left off before yes. the break.
Yes.
For to be lustful. Us women, lustful.
Women.
Go for it. Go for it.
A lust for life equals a lust for your man, for your lover, I should say. So when it comes to the master bedroom, this is... I love to start in the master bedroom for decluttering and for styling because it's that sanctuary. And for women, we need to feel safe. So like, as an organizer, I strive to create environment because we women are so influenced by our environment. And the place where we receive the most primal of pleasures is in the master bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, boom, boom.
And so, like, think about it. Like, if that room is cluttered, dusty, crusty, dank,
forget
you
know, it,
trapped
forget
in a time
it.
Warp, no. Like, no. You can guarantee that the lady to whom it belongs is not connecting with her partner or her sexuality.
She's not sexy.
With herself.
No, she's hiding. She is hiding, yes.
No boom so, boom in her life.
No boom boom in her room room. So, like, so for women, one of our pleasures is a beautiful master bedroom that feels like sanctuary. And we always connect the master bedroom to our romantic relationships and to the state of our relationship, like the obvious, not the obvious. Like those things are always on display in the master bedroom. So I always start with the master bedroom because to me, it's important to give my clients like a home base for their relationship first. It's the physical representation of our clients' like of a couple's intimacy, and their emotional and physical intimacy needs to be rock solid so that partnership is rock solid. That's where we feel safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. And so here, friends, are my top three tips for creating sanctuary.
Ooh. Wow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Number one, clean and tidy. That's super sexy. So there's no distractions, all right? So as women, our environment really speaks to us. And if there's clutter laying around, like laundry that needs to be folded, you know, you put like magazines or books on the nightstand.
Like,
yeah, it's talking to you. It's talking to you every time you look at it saying, fold me, pick me up, read me. You're a loser. Why didn't you read me last week when you bought me? You know, like you're not going to feel sexy. You're in your head. And for women, we can't be in our head and receive pleasure. We need to be in our bodies, very present and focused.
Big distraction.
No distractions. Absolutely,
Marianne. We have to travel to the other place, right?
Yes.
Marianne?
Yes. We need some nice candlelight.
Yeah.
A nice scent.
Mm-hmm.
Music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nice, nothing distracting, but just a nice soft music, something romantic to listen to. And the right lighting is very important.
Here's the music you should have. Hit it.
It's boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for it. He's still looking for it.
Well, the second one, here.
There it goes.
Here we go.
Da-da, when she comes in.
This is,
when you come through the doorway. Da-da-da-dum.
This is what I put on my flannel pajamas to every night. But Mary is right. That's my second tip.
Go for it. That's sexy.
Yeah, it is it's creating an atmosphere that is soft and soothing. Not something that's like loud and vibrant. Not like deep reds or like, you know, eggplant colors or anything.
Red or
it needs
black.
So like a toned down color palette. Natural materials like wood, cashmere, silk.
I have mirrors in my bedroom.
Marianne, let that music.
I have mirrors mirrored.
Yeah.
A mirrored bedroom set.
You do?
Yeah, really.
All right, slutty Norma.
Slutty Norma.
Let the music Life Talk with Marianne.
Soft, sumptuous.
We fabric. Got it all here tonight for you.
Ambient lighting. Use yellow lighting for ambience, not a white light. Use candles when you can. High quality essential oils as the last layer for setting the tone. Lavender, rose, vanilla, cinnamon.
He hates cinnamon.
I love lavender.
But he hates cinnamon.
Cinnamon. That's my stripper name.
Cinnamon.
With an S.
Marietta.
Cinnamon.
Oh, I love it. I just love it. Bravo.
Thank you. But there's one more.
One more. The third one.
Sorry.
Yes.
The third tip.
And it's actually really important.
Yeah.
Because it's an energetic thing. Your room needs to feel spacious. So spaciousness allows for our feelings and for our communication to flow. And when we feel like, when we women feel like we have room to flow, like our desires will flow, our pleasures will flow from our bodies, you know, and shared with our partner. So if the room feels crowded, take things out, declutter the room, add in some sexy art, add in pictures of couples. You know, like never have a single person in a painting in your bedroom. Always have it be a couple.
I like to add to that, and I'm not trying to be fun. I'm not trying to be funny now. I like leather. I like anything about leather, leather boots, leather, anything with leather from, you know, head to toe.
Leather thigh-high boots, Marietta.
Oh, yeah. And also, you know, just, you know, bras and you know. So just the smell of leather is a turn-on. So put some on your walls. And, you know, when you have company come and just make sure somebody runs up there on the second floor.
Leather is soundproof.
Remove it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can, it is. And you can, there's actually, you can do like leather panel doors. You can do leather panel doors. You can put panel leather paneling on walls, on the ceiling. You can do a lot with it. Yeah.
I
think it's very sexy.
You know where a lot of people have problems? Creating a certain space, a certain feeling for it. You have to have a feeling for that. And that's why I really like to recommend Bridget Flynn. You will make that happen for the people.
Absolutely.
So give her that sexy,
you know?
Sexy bedroom.
And that's worth it, because you know what? Every little enhancement for a relationship. It's not that easy to create a feeling in a certain space. You know, you really got to be in tune. Emotional intelligence, you got to be in tune. You have to have an eye for it, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
I agree. You can't make love if the room is all cluttered with books and
I
mean,
forget
all around
it.
You.
I mean, you know,
that, you're right.
You're making to-do lists in your head. You're not making love.
Right. Yeah. So what is your telephone number? And, of course, what's your website, please?
You can call me for a consultation. It's 203-644-6834. Or you can visit my website, www.BridgetFlynn.com, B-R-I-D-G-E-T.
And I love your creativity. I love working with you. I really do. Because
likewise.
You got it all together. Ladies, I really, I know I laughed quite a bit and I enjoy all of this, you know, making a little light of everything. But I really mean it. You need to be highly creative and intelligent to do all of this, what Bridget is doing. So, and yes, we're talking about a woman's pleasures tonight. I have Norma here in the studio, Marianne joining us on the telephone. Of course, Bridget, you just heard. So thank you for your input.
Thank you,
Bridget. But I do want to mention, over time, as we get a little older, you know, we start a family at a young age. We have children. Then children grow up a little bit, you know, and then things change. So I always like to say we must work on ourselves. We must make sure that we stay our own identity. We have our own identity. That's not always easy to do, because a lot of women back in you know, certain generations, they looked for a husband because they didn't have enough money. Today,
security.
Today, we have women that make $400,000 a year, maybe even $1 million. I have a client like that. She makes $1 million a year. It's the truth. So where you don't need that dependency anymore, you know.
Right.
So that's out, right, Marianne?
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely,
the people, those women that have to be producers. You know, for when you make that kind of money, $200,000-$400,000, you have to produce. So it's not, it's 5 o'clock, I'm going home. No, it's around the clock. Your mind is totally absorbed with that. The same with the woman that has a family.
And goes to work full time.
That's right.
As her husband does.
That's right.
And the kids are in after school care, and at 6 o'clock they're being picked up. And
exactly.
It's a tough life.
It's
the woman is contributing as much as the man financially.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're not just pointing out.
Can always feel sexy when you come home.
Exactly. That's
exhausted
exactly.
With little kids around.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't have distractions, phones and TVs and all that stuff going on in the background.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shut the cell phones off if you want to make love.
Shut the phone off and get rid of it. Yes.
Yep. Don't answer it. Don't plug it in. Don't lower the volume. Whatever you got to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
because you want to give that person your undivided attention. Yeah. And if you're half looking at the phone and half trying to get into a relationship, that doesn't...
Marianne, as the Italians say, forget about it. It's not happening.
But tonight's program is also about giving yourself a voice, being aware that you have to give yourself a voice and to stand up and really listen to that voice. Or you have to create that voice within yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I really want? What makes me happy? And you got to make a list. And then you have to communicate. If you have a partner, you got to communicate that. Not everybody is in a partnership. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you are, Norma.
I am, and I agree 100% about the communication part of it. I think the better the relationship is, it's because the two of you talk to each other. And better than talking, you listen to each other. And when you're listening and you're talking and you're intimate, it's rock solid. It really is rock solid, because that's the answer to it. It's the listening and the talking and sharing your feelings. You're not always up to par every single day. And there's days he's going to feel kind of shitty, and he's going to feel like he's beat up at his job, and you're going to feel wiped out at yours. And if you share those moments together and you listen to each other, you know when the time is right. Maybe some nights it's just a hug and a kiss and a cuddle, and other nights it's passionate love. Whatever it is, you're getting what you need.
Yeah, but I would look for the right energy, first of all, the right energy in general. You know, how that person talks, how he presents himself, how smart he is, and everything. Because it's not just about the sexual energy we exchange. It's also about, hey, when that is all said and done, what is there to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. That's the key.
Well, it's caring about what happens to each other during the day. There's nothing wrong with coming home and saying to a partner or a lover or a husband, how was your day? How did your day go? And people want to share that. It's not always about the sex, but it can lead to a nice romantic evening if you're just caring about what each other did or what happened during the day and it become funny or whatever. But when you don't talk to each other and you don't have intimacy, then you're just
right.
It's the beginning of the end.
But let's concentrate on the women that don't have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So what should they do, Norma, in your opinion?
In my opinion, you know, first of all, don't stop looking at, you know, look in the mirror and do the best you can with what you have, because none of us are perfect. But women should remember one thing. I say this to a lot of my girlfriends. I'm in my 70s, and I'm with somebody in his 70s, and I've changed a lot. But you know what? So is he. So is he. And women need to realize that we not only change, men change. And they may feel exactly the way we do about the changing in their looks as well as we do. So it's not just one-sided. And if you just do the best you can with what God has given you and work around yourself, how you feel about yourself, being spent, like Marietta said, spending time with yourself, learning about yourself, being a good person, a happy person, that really intrigues a man when he meets a woman that's truly happy with herself. If she's truly happy with herself, she's going to make him happy. If she's miserable and sarcastic and rude and a Debbie Downer, he's not going to last very long. He's not going to be around a long time. It's not going to happen. Somewhere along the way, there's a disconnect. There's got to be a disconnect. Mm-hmm. So you really do have to work on yourself. And I think at any age, you can attract the right man. If you have the right mindset, it's all about your mindset and how far out are you going to go and let yourself be vulnerable to this other human being that wants to love you, but you've got to let them love you, and you've got to love them back.
Okay. Now, thank you, Norma, for saying that. You still didn't give us an answer what they should do, so I'm gonna say something.
Say it.
Now, I'm not in a relationship by choice. It's been over 20 years for me. So, and I feel full of energy, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I could be a little more active, but that's okay. That can come. That's not a problem. So, over the years, I know what my sexual desires are, what my emotional desires are. So all I have to do, I don't have to look for a person. Now, get this. My granddaughter the other day texted me and said, hey, Grandma, you should go on a dating show, senior dating show. Heard I said, get out of here.
Love it.
She had watched The Bachelor, Monday nights, mm-hmm. The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I said, where'd you get this link from? Before I click on it, where do you? Oh, yeah, that's all legit. It's all legit. So it was their advertisement after the show. The host, and you also, the two of you, saw it today.
I did.
Right?
I saw it on social media.
I would love to be on television. That's just because that's just wonderful. How I perform. Look, if the 90-day fiancé guy, you know, all with their crap can do this, I can really,
absolutely.
You know what? You know what? I might not even get picked because, you know what? I always like to take over and tell everybody what to do.
You filled in all the information.
I filled all the information
out. Everybody.
And I send it, and I got a reference number.
Hey.
So if they call, fine. If they don't, fine, too.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So what I'm saying, even though I'm not in a partnership, I know exactly when something walks across my path. I just know it. And then picture a fly swatter. Wham! I got gotcha. You. And then that's it. That's when the story starts.
Is he a goner after that?
I don't know.
You know, Marietta, when I met my husband, I told you the story how I was actually out. This was the day before Valentine's, and I was out with another couple, and I was on a date. And he and I made eye contact across the room in a nightclub where there was music playing. It was loud. There were tons of people. But it was just that moment of that. It's like in the movies. It was just like the second we looked at each other. And then we ran into each other the next day. And from then on, we've been together ever since.
So a little bit of magic.
Pay attention to your body language.
Yes,
yes.
Your facial cues.
If you're approachable.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You just
approachable.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you just feel the energy. So I have never lost, even though it's not on number one, it's maybe number six. You know, because I got other things to do with my life, but it's number six. But number six is alive. And when when that energy comes across my path, I will know what to do.
It's alive and well.
It's alive and well. Everything is working fine. So everything
and
is
her
working
number
fine.
Is.
Yes.
And I have to say, Marianne, too, I had the same feeling when I met my guy. He said to me one time, what did you find attractive about me? And the most first thing was he was approachable. He had a kindness in his eyes.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it, but you're right. There's just a certain look that you get from somebody, and you know that
you just know it.
You just know it. It's a little bit magical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the eyes. It's in the eyes. And if they're approachable and you're approachable, well, it works.
Now, for our listeners that are with us tonight, we love to have your comments about, you know, what you heard tonight and maybe some of your stories and so forth. We would love to hear from you because, look, we just put ourselves out there. We're not professionals. We're just regular people.
We're four sexy women, actually.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Norma.
So we
all look at things differently, which is good. Marion has been married 38 years, you know. But there are a lot of women that are not in a relationship. And, you know, I don't feel less of a woman. To the contrary.
Absolutely.
You know, I make my own money. I make things happen. And another thing, I want to read my note. Stop looking for someone who can give you the life you're dreaming of. That's baloney. Baloney.
Just for security.
If it does happen, it will only last for so long. There is just a little window of time for that. Forget it.
Yeah.
Make it happen yourself. Do it. Yeah, get away from the idea, somebody's going to make that all possible.
A good catch.
A good catch.
You found a good catch.
Yeah. I mean, we still see it on TV on 90 Days. They come from Russia. They come from who knows where.
They're all looking for security.
It's all wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you.
They come with nothing.
That's right. With their bod. Mm-hmm. They come with the bod.
Yeah.
You know what I think, too, is important? It starts, too, with a friendship, a real sincere friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that sincere friendship where you're compatible and you enjoy doing most things together. Not everything, no, because everybody is an individual. But most things you enjoy, you share the same interests. That can grow into a very deep love.
And you know what else? Sorry to interrupt you, Marian, because we have about 3-4 minutes left. We have 4 minutes left. I want to talk about the lust. It is very important that a woman allows herself to feel her lust.
Yes.
And not look right away for the emotional attachment and can he buy me a washing machine? or can he make a couple
new
babies
car.
For me?
Or a
Forget
new car.
It. No, really?
Yes.
But that takes time to develop that. And you don't meet that, you know, in the first person. Mm-hmm. You have to be aware of what it is that you like, and with each person, you let down your hair a little bit.
Practice.
Yeah, and see how he responds.
Marietta is not. I don't know if it's lust. I think it's more about your sensuality.
One is lust, and it can be combined. A woman can feel just like a man. The lust, that's it. It's not always when you tune into your feelings that you feel lust or sensuality or both. It's a process even within the act. I'm not a professional at this, but I'm just going by a little bit what I know. So what happens to a person? So
I have to say that I have never felt emotionally connected to a rock hard ass. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Did you get me?
Yeah, I did.
It's always been lust,
baby. Thinking about it.
It's always been lust.
Yeah. It's just, I tell you, it's just very easy. You just have to be touched by that person, by the opposite sex.
Right.
Just touch you, hold your hand, and you know if the energy is right or not.
Yes.
If he caresses your hand or your arm, or even your kneecap. Let's just say it's at the kneecap because
you're
sitting in the car. Yeah?
It's all about the tingle.
And if you're tingling, you have a good chance. If you're numb, forget it.
Forget about it.
We're going to have to do another show. Yeah?
Got to tingle.
We have to do another show. Next week's show is all about being resilient, because more than ever before, we need to learn to be resilient. Because, you know, with everything that's happening out there, you know, with the shooting, now with the viruses and everything, we need to be able to rely on ourselves and not break apart when we go through harder times in life. We go through hard times in life, but they will be even harder. So we're going to talk about resilience next week. We were off a couple of weeks because I had an emergency with my family. My grandson was at Yale for almost 5 weeks. So he's much better now. He's out of the hospital for over a week now. He's eating well again and so forth. So, but we will be on next week again from 7 to 8, and it's about resilience, again, with great guests. And I'm looking at you. How much time do we have left? 1 minute. So let's wrap it up. Bridget, quick.
Yes. For the women's pleasures, ladies, know who you are and what you like and say it.
How about you, Norma?
The same thing. Don't be afraid to share
Marianne's
your thoughts.
Marianne?
A good communicator, yes. A good communicator. Very important.
So, and what I say, I'm Marietta Kammer, Life Talks host. Go for it. If you see it, if you feel it, go for it.
Just
don't hold back.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just
That's
do it.
It.
Grab it.
So tell them Marietta said
it.
So. So we wish you a great week, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, Marianne.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Marianne.
Bye-bye, ladies.